Greetings, radio friends. Welcome to this Friday edition of the Gospel Way radio broadcast. My name's Bradley Boone. I'll be your radio preacher for the next 15 minutes as we bring you a portion of the infallible and inerrant Word of God. It's Friday. Hallelujah. Amen. And I hope you're planning on having a good weekend, and certainly hope you're planning on attending the Lord's house somewhere at a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching, God-filled church. We hope you're planning on attending there this Sunday. We'd love to have you at our services there at the Concord Baptist Church. We're located just outside of Burnsville on the Pensacola Road, 4.5 miles outside of Burnsville. You can't miss us. We're going to be having Brother Don Anderson with us this Sunday. Dr. Don going to be in the house preaching this Sunday morning, and we're looking forward to having Brother Anderson with us. If you've ever heard him, you know what a special blessing that he is. And from down in Walnut Cove, North Carolina, I'll be traveling up. And we're looking forward to God to doing something special in the service times. So you plan and come be with us in the services there. Sunday morning Sunday school begins at 10, preaching hour at 11. Sunday night services at 7 o'clock. Wednesday night Bible study, prayer meeting, and preaching service is also at 7. Come be with us. Join us there at the house of God. Well, I've been playing a message this week on the radio broadcast that we preached actually some time ago on the blood. My goodness, what an inexhaustible subject when you think about the blood that was shed on Calvary's tree for our sins. And it thrills my heart, thrills my soul to think about the blood. And that blood's powerful blood. And it's a never ending blood. I'm glad there's still blood available for all who will come and receive what the Lord has done for them. So we've just been playing that message. I'm not sure if there's enough of it left really to even get the entire time. If it ends, we'll come back on and we'll do something else, have a song or something. But we want to get to for sure the remainder of the message on today. We're up to the portion now of the sustaining of the blood. We hope it'll be a blessing to you today as you listen.
I'll live. And so I got to thinking about the sustaining of the blood. Whoop! I ain't got anything real fancy here. I just got some scriptures. That's pretty fancy. Hebrews 9 and 12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption. Yeah. Y'all didn't get that. Having obtained eternal redemption. Amen. Let me read that to you again. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. You see, Calvary was not the end of the blood. That blood had to be applied to the mercy seat. Yeah. Brother Rick, you got talking about that over the other day about the Lord and his throne and a ruling from the mercy seat. And I'm going to tell you what I thought, brother, when you said that. I should have said something right then. That's going to be a bloody throne. Amen. That's going to be a bloody throne. I believe every time during the millennial reign when we go back and we see that our Savior sitting upon that throne, we're going to be reminded of the price that was paid so that we could enjoy those eternal goodness and those eternal things, because that's a blood-stained throne. It's a blood-covered throne, because the Bible said right here in Hebrews 9, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place. Having obtained, past tense, eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctified to the purified of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Somebody say amen. Amen. Revelation 1 and 5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his blood. Amen. Colossians 1 and 14. And whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. 1 Peter 1 and 18. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from the vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and your hope might be in God. Can I say it's all about the blood this morning? If you've got the blood of Christ in your life, you've got everything. If you don't have the blood of Christ in your life, you've got nothing. If you've got the blood of Christ in your life, you will live forever. If you don't have the blood of Christ in your life, you will die forever. Are you hearing what I'm telling you today? In his blood is life. Hallelujah. And the only life that a man can have is by the shed blood of Calvary's tree. That's the only blood. Listen now. I don't care how good you've been, how much you've done. If you don't have the blood, you don't make it to heaven. God's not checking off good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, good, bad. Oh, you was good. No, sir. All that he's looking for on that great day is the blood of the Lamb. There's nothing good about me except for the blood of the Lamb. My righteousness is as filthy rags, but I've got the blood of the Lamb. The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which believe, it is the power of God. Can I submit this fact to you today, that if you're here in this building and you're lost and you don't know God, I've preached to you the only message that's going to do you any good. And that is that it's going to take a blood transfusion for you in order for you to be able to go to heaven. And what the position that you're in this morning is not a position to be embarrassed about, because it's a position that everybody in here has been in at some point in their life, that is lost and dying and on their way to hell without hope or help. But I'm glad when it seemed like there was no hope and help. Hallelujah. Just in time, God sent by the message and said, there is hope and there is help, and his name is Jesus. He bled and died on Calvary's tree for you. You can accept that same blood payment this morning that I accepted, because that blood is still just as fresh this morning as it ever has been. Listen to me. Don't die and go to hell. Don't risk it. Don't die and go to hell. Not when Jesus shed his blood for you. Last night, early this morning, I seen Neil before I intended to. Walked up wiping the sleep out of my eyes about 1:30 this morning at a house fire. Inside that house fire was a deceased individual. And so I began my investigation. And I'm not going to gross you out with the gory details, but when I got in the room where the man had burned, as we were raking back ashes and trying to get the body in a place where we could put it in the bag and move it, all I could think about, I sure am glad I ain't going to hell. I thought to myself, that looks like such a horrible way to die. And I can't imagine dying like that every day, burning in the pits of hell and not able to get out. I can't imagine. I can't imagine the disparity of it and how they must feel while they're burning there in the pits of hell, and they're crying, God, help us. But they passed up the only help that was for them. And that was the blood of our darling Savior. I want to ask you a question this morning. This has not been the fanciest of messages. But I want to ask you a question this morning. Are you washed in the blood of a lamb? Amen. Have you ever really been born again? Do you have His righteousness, or are you going to try to make it into heaven on yours? I feel like God, the Holy Ghost, is going to convict some hearts this morning in this service and draw them to this altar. I don't care if you're young or if you're old. If you're in this building this morning and you're thinking back right now and you're saying to yourself, I don't believe I've ever had that blood that he's a preaching on applied to my life. Good news, good news.
Amen.
All you've got to do is slip out of your pew. Find your way to an altar and somebody will lead you to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can leave here this morning with the assurance of salvation. And it's the greatest thing that anybody has ever received.
Well, friend, the same is true for you this morning. You may be listening by means of internet. You may be driving down the road. You may be a regular listener to this radio station, someone who is a church attender. But in your heart this morning, you realize you've never, ever really had a relationship with Christ. Oh, it would surprise people to know. It'd surprise them to know that you're really not saved. But deep down in your heart, you know that if you died tonight, you'd never make it to heaven. I want you to think about that. Maybe you just stumbled on this radio station. You're not a regular listener. You just stumbled on the radio broadcast complete just a miracle of God that you tuned in today. But if you've never received Christ, if you don't have a personal relationship with Him, and I'm not talking about being baptized, I'm not talking about walking up front, shaking somebody's hand, I'm not talking about signing a card, I'm talking about real, honest-to-goodness salvation, where you've got a relationship with the Lord, a daily walk with Him. You say, preacher, I'd never have done that. Well, it's just as easy as bowing in His presence under the conviction of the Holy Ghost and asking Him to save you. Why don't you do that today? Why don't you just pull off wherever it is that you're at right now and get down on your knees or get down there beside your computer or by your radio, wherever it is that you may be listening to this radio broadcast this morning. Why not just get down and ask God to save you by His marvelous grace before it's eternally too late? And I'm going to tell you, if you'll ask Him believing, He'll do it. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you've done that today, if you call upon His name, ask God to save you, we'd love to hear from you. Drop us a line. Let us know how the Lord has saved your soul today. We certainly would appreciate hearing about that good news. Well, our time's come and gone for this week. We've enjoyed being on the radio with you this week, sharing these messages on the blood. And we trust they've been a blessing to you. Come be with us Sunday. Like I said, Dr. Don Anderson going to be with us there in the service. Come be with us at the Concord Baptist Church. And until next week, this same time, this is Bradley Boone, the pastor of the Concord Baptist Church, saying may God richly bless you is our prayer.